This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 18, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Last week's hearing into the crash of Continental Connection 3407, held by the National Transportation Safety Board, has brought at least one U.S. senator to urge the board to make sure the pilots don't become scapegoats for what may actually be systemic problems with the airline industry. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a New York Democrat, said in a letter to NTSB Acting Chairman Mark Rosenker, quote, "While it appears that the pilots of this aircraft committed grave errors, failing to hold the system accountable would be a further injustice to the families and all consumers across the country. The FAA must accept some of the responsibility for the tragedy in Buffalo, or these systemic risks and failures will continue," unquote. Rosenker has responded in part, quote, "I can assure you, as I assured the many family members who attended the hearing, that the board will consider every factor before rendering a probable cause of the accident," unquote. CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, my regular Monday guest on the Aero News special feature, lives just a few miles from the 3407 crash site and has some very pointed observations in today's feature. Union pilots of Spirit Airlines have nearly unanimously authorized union leaders to call a strike against the airline following more than 2 years of contract talks. The Airline Pilots Association says 95% of pilots voted, and of those, 98% voted to authorize the strike. Captain Sean Creed, the chairman of the Spirit Pilots Union, says the process started with optimism. Quote, "However, management's refusal to abide by our current contract, followed by a demand for $5.3 million in concessions while announcing expansion plans, has destroyed this confidence and forged the unity demonstrated by this vote," unquote. Another bargaining session is scheduled for today. The union is suggesting it will seek a determination of impasse from the National Mediation Board, which would allow a strike to go forward. The long, ugly battle to integrate separate pilot groups during the 4 years since the merger of U.S. Airways and America West shows no signs of abating. Six former America West pilots have prevailed in a federal lawsuit against the U.S. Airline Pilots Association, in which they charged the U.S. APA had unfairly favored pilots who came from the U.S. Airways side in negotiating terms of integration. U.S. APA says it will appeal the decision by an Arizona federal jury to the Ninth Circuit and, if necessary, to the Supreme Court. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The Air Force investigates a T-38 ground incident at Shepherd. Fewer people are flying the airlines, but summer skies remain crowded. And Cub owners have a new high-tech option for floats. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves lays the blame for Flight 3407 at a controversial doorstep. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.